It's Wednesday, the 7th of December. Happy Pearl Harbor Day, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's your look at sports. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Well, the latest on the A&M football coaching search is a new name that emerged yesterday as a candidate for the job. He's 45-year-old Troy Calhoun of Air Force. Multiple reports say that Calhoun has been interviewed for the job to replace Mike Sherman. Like all the other interviews that happened in New York City, where college football's movers and shakers were gathered for last night's Football Foundation Hall of Fame Awards dinner. Calhoun has been at Air Force 5 years, is 41-23. Current A&M interim coach Tim DeRuiter was his defensive coordinator there for 3 seasons before DeRuiter came to A&M. He was the Houston Texans offensive coordinator and worked with Sherman there in 2006. When Calhoun left for Air Force, Sherman became the Texans offensive coordinator. Still, the names of Houston's Kevin Sumlin, Southern Miss's Larry Fedora, and Alabama assistant Kirby Smart are in the picture, although it was reported, but still not confirmed, that Fedora may be very close to accepting the head coaching job at North Carolina that's been offered. Now, as for Sumlin, it was reported yesterday that he was being targeted as the prime candidate for Illinois' coaching job, but this morning the Chicago Sun-Times writes that that's now unlikely, citing their sources as saying that Sumlin will likely end up at A&M. Texas Billy Lucci wrote yesterday that he expects the coaching search to be wrapped up within 24 hours, so stay tuned. Last night in Hartford, Connecticut, it was an ugly combination for the A&M women. Number 2-ranked UConn played well, and the Aggies played poorly. And that made for a blowout as the Huskies never let up and beat A&M by 30, 81-51. It was a porous Aggie defense and a hot-shooting UConn team. Add that to 20 turnovers for A&M. Here's associate head coach Vic Schaefer.
Shoot, they're really good, y'all. I mean, I'm telling you, that's one of the better teams I've had to deal with in a long time. And you know, our kids, it'd been nice to have a few more days to kind of get ready for that. We didn't. We had one. And hey, it is what it is. We can learn from it. There's a bunch of stuff you can get off that film and probably teach with. So it's a lesson learned, and we'll just go back and work hard and get ready for TCU on Sunday.
The Aggies trailed by 12 at halftime and briefly cut that to 10, but UConn outscored A&M 37-15 from there to put it away. UConn outshot A&M 58%-33% in the second half as Aggie senior guard Sydney Carter continued her shooting woes, going 1-for-12. The now 6-2 Aggies will try to stop their two-game losing streak as they stay on the road to play TCU Sunday afternoon. UConn has a game coming up December the 18th against number 1 Baylor in Waco. The 6-1 Aggie men and the 3-5 Sam Houston State Bearcats will play a Highway 30 battle tonight at Reed Arena at 7. It's the fourth game of this 5-game homestand for A&M that'll end Saturday against Louisiana Monroe. Billy Kennedy talked about the Bearcats.
Another good Southland Conference opponent, a team that's used to winning. They've had great success over the years. And, you know, I know they'll be excited to come into here, and we need to play like we played against Stephen F. Austin. If we don't, you know, it'll be a tough, really, really tough game for us, like I thought Stephen F. Austin would be if we didn't play well.
Tip-off at 7 o'clock. You can hear the game on 1620 WTAW with the pregame starting at 6:30. The Houston Texans cut quarterback Kellen Clemens and placed punter Brett Hartman on injured reserve yesterday. And the NBA announced its condensed 66-game schedule, and it will require every team to play on 3 consecutive nights at least once. The Atlanta Hawks appeared to get one of the worst draws, having to play 9 times in the opening 12 nights of the season. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.